In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss the castrato.
Yehuda Hanani, I have to be honest with you, as I study music over the years, one of the things that has always piqued my, I don't know how to say this, but my mind is the castrati, the concept of castrati.
Well,
first of all, explain it, and second of all, how could they do that?
I'm glad you asked, because this is in the list of those rare and sometimes extinct instruments. The last one I want us to talk about, or one before the last, is the phenomenon of the castrato, which is the singular. Castrati is the plural. As a matter of fact, I have with me a rare example. It's really rare. The last castrato. His name was Alessandro Moreschi, and he was the last castrato to sing in the Sistine Chapel.
Now, you have to explain to everybody what the castrati were.
Okay. A child who had an unusual voice, 18th, 19th century, beautiful, pure voice, was castrated before his voice dropped. So he remained with a pure, very high voice, sort of a soprano voice, but with a projection of a man's voice. And these people usually grew up to have a very large, larger than normal chest, with larger than normal length of breath. So the voice was, at the same time, angelic, powerful, otherworldly, haunting. It sounded like it came from another planet.
Well, who decided who was going to be?
Usually, the
parents, or
church people, the priest in the chorus heard a boy sing beautifully, would probably discuss it with the parents, and the promise was a life of glamour. See, it's not an act of cruelty. We have to understand that this was the chance for a child to become a superstar. These people were heroes. They lived like royalty. They were rich. They were famous. They were adored by women. Their voice just mesmerized everybody. And just for your information and for everybody else's information, they could attain an erection. They just could not reach an orgasm. But I have a rare example of this, the real thing. It's an old recording. There's a lot of static. The recording industry was in its infancy. But you will hear the sound, and I would very much like for us to play the entire, it's the Ave Maria, the famous Ave Maria,
sure,
sung by this man. We can still call him a man, I think. It's haunting, especially when he reaches the high notes. It's unreal.
Thank you.
So how did it end?
Well, child abuse, progressive society, and the rest of it. I don't have to tell you. I mean,
we don't do this anymore.
We simply don't do it anymore. And I would like, it's not that I'm advocating castrating little boys to preserve their beautiful angelic voice, but I would like to challenge, and I would like you to hear me out before you interrupt, because I would like to challenge,
always a challenge,
our obsession with what we call the pursuit of happiness as the highest goal possible, the pursuit of happiness. How about the pursuit of meaningfulness? How about the pursuit of values, the pursuit of higher consciousness, the pursuit of fulfillment? Goodness, I mean, you throw a biscuit to a dog, the dog is happy, right? What's this idea about, we all aim towards the normal life, in quotation, apart from the fact that the psychiatrist friend of mine says a normal person is a person you don't know well enough. Normal life. This is our big idea, the big goal in life. What about all these people who are not normal, who are born with a rare gift, who to start with, are not standard, do not fit the mold of normal?
Okay, now how does this relate to castrati?
Well, because you have someone who is not normal, who has an angelic voice.
Yeah.
And how much are we willing to sacrifice for a goal? This is my question. And I would like to continue.
Well, it's easy for you to say. How much are we willing to sacrifice? How much is the person willing to?
I have a set of examples here to show you what
please,
I mean.
Yeah. Please.
You probably saw the movie Zorba the Greek.
Of course.
But did you read the book?
No.
Because there's something in the book that sort of sums it up. That's a literary example. But Zorba has no thumb in his left hand. And this guy who writes the book asks him, what happened to your thumb? He said, well, it kept getting in the way. I was playing the guitar and the thumb got in my way, so I chopped it off. This is basically what I'm talking about. In other words,
sacrifice.
Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to pay a price in order to obtain something that is very important for you, that you consider, let's say, more important than normal happiness, okay, whatever that means? Yeah, you have an exceptional talent. To start with, it's not normal. I had a friend, a young ballerina from the Bolshoi Ballet. She was petite. She's still around. Her body was about an inch too short for the study. They were very strict about the size of the dancers. It had to be certain. And the minimum size was X. She was 1 inch below it. And there were special machines to stretch the body, like the Inquisition kind of.
I was just going to say the Spanish invented that.
Yeah, exactly. And she went through this torture, and then she made it to the Bolshoi. But she was willing to do something that I would call it child abuse in contemporary terms. A child goes stretch her body artificially through some machines, right? Training a child for the Olympics, is this normal? Is this happiness? You take a child and you torture them just for the sake of winning a medal somewhere?
But so much of this has to do with the child, him or herself, doesn't it?
The child doesn't know. The parents make those decisions. Parents decide a lot. You know, you see, what troubles me, the only thing that troubles me about the castrati really is that the child himself was not asked. I mean, there was no consent of the child because he was not adult. And you couldn't wait for him to become an adult because by the time he would become an adult, the voice would be gone.
Well, of course, if you think about it, people were being groomed for the priesthood and celibate life themselves.
Right.
So no big
parents
difference.
Decide to send a child to the monastery.
Sure.
A child does not make this decision.
That was Alan Chartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani. They will continue their discussion of the castrato in the next edition of Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.